Scott Engel here with Gio Gonzalez of the Nationals. Gio, you're coming off maybe the best year in your career. Last year, you led the majors with a 175 batting average against with runners in scoring position. Well, you know, what was the reason for that? Was it, did you just, like, bear down mentally with runners on base? That's a terrific stat.
Well, definitely defense was 100% involved in that, and our catching department was incredible. They did their homework every game, and it was just fun and easy for me to go out there and just try to hit my spot. I mean, that was the most important. But, you know, I had a lot of help with some veteran guys and guys that gave me time and spoke to me and kind of, like, you know, walked me through some situations. You know, I had some great starting pitchers that helped me also boost a little bit of confidence on the mound. So it helps out when you have guys like Max and Strauss and Tanner and like EJ and guys that were filling in for the fifth role. But it was nice to see these guys just constantly just trying to find a way to get an out. And that helps out a lot, especially being around guys that are positive all the time.
Well, you've been around a while for yourself. It's, you know, and you're velocity is down a little bit from what it was early in your career, but it seems like a lot of smart veteran pitchers, you're trying to remake yourself.
I mean, we all wish we could have that 95 in the tank. I mean, at this point, it's just any way to get an out. You know, you don't have to throw 100 anymore. You just got to try to hit your spots and try to get an out. And, you know, obviously 100 works. It helps. But definitely now I'm just trying to make sure I can last a little longer in innings and try to get quick outs and, you know, try not to work the count as much, just trying to get it in, get out. And, you know, we have stuff like that I'm constantly working on, especially with our pitching coach now and Maddie. I was asking Maddie a little bit about yesterday and what he saw. He just thinks there's certain, like, a minor click off of what I should be doing and what I should be working on. So that's always a positive when you can go back and just like that, just talking to Maddie or Severino and they give you an answer right away, which that's awesome.
And it seems like over the last 2 years you started going to the curve and the change more than you did previously.
Yeah, I mean, I feel comfortable throwing all three pitches in every count, so that's definitely a credit to one of our starters, Max, who loves to do the same thing. You know, he'll throw it at any count. Same thing with Strauss. He's definitely confident with all three of his pitches, and the same thing goes for Tanner. These are guys, that's why I say it helps to watch these guys, because every pitch is a confidence booster for them, and I love watching them pitch, and it helps out. My mechanics helps out and what I need to see, and then, you know, what they did in the game before, it's also watching through your homework. So that makes it a lot easier when you get to see these guys go out there and certain counts and certain pitches they threw to certain hitters, what were they looking for, and then ask them questions after the game, you know, what happened and what's not. So, but again, that helps out too when your catchers are constantly doing their homework, watching video and learning what they need to learn to help you get to the next level.
Also, your strikeout rate is up early this year, and your swinging strikeout rate is up early this year.
That I do not know. I do not have the answer for that. I mean, I'm not trying to strike out anybody. I'm literally just trying to make people put the ball in play and make contact and get me out of the inning a little faster. But, you know, every now and then it'd be nice to get a big strikeout. But again, a lot of my help is coming out of our bullpen. You know, our bullpen's been incredible, and they've been saving me in a lot of games. So I give all the credit in the world to them. You know, they're literally helping me out and just riding with me as much as they can.
And what about, you know, when people say to you, hey, Gio, I drafted you on my fantasy baseball team. You know, do you take that as a compliment?
I try my best for you, Scotty, that's for sure. I do my best if I can. It's definitely it's a compliment coming from you. But at the end of the day, I do my best.